You know, in law school, we learn countless legal principles and procedures, but what I believe is most valuable is that law school teaches you how to think. It teaches you how to evaluate facts and analyze the evidence and interpret the law. I use my legal training every day. There's a perception out there that district courts are traffic courts. No, we handle civil cases. We handle summary criminal cases. We issue protection from abuse orders. We set bail. We hold and preside over preliminary hearings ranging from DUIs to identity theft, from rape to homicide. So these are serious cases. And I am also the truancy judge for all of Lower Merion and Norberth. The notion of a non-lawyer district judge is really a holdover from the past. It just doesn't fit in our complex world today. Frankly, it should go the way of payphones and carbon paper. The vast majority of judges in southeastern Pennsylvania are lawyers. It's technically true that one can pass the 19-day certification class to hold this position. But let's remember, that's the bare minimum. And shouldn't we want more than the bare minimum? And I believe that's what your endorsement decision comes down to. Who is the most qualified candidate in this race? Do we want doctors who never went to medical school? I'm a judge who graduated law school, passed the rigorous bar exam. I have honed my legal skills over 37 years, 17 of which have been on the bench. And I can honestly say that I'm a better lawyer today than I was when I began. Many of you know me. Over the years, I've handled literally thousands of cases, and I've treated everyone who comes before me with dignity and with respect. I'm regarded as a skilled, hardworking, and knowledgeable, and a fair and honest judge. And I would be so very grateful and honored to have your support. Thank you.